When Marco Rubio sat down for a discussion with young professionals at St. Anselm College, the issues were mostly light. Does Rubio hit the gym to wind down after debates? No. What kind of food might he serve at a party? Tex-Mex. And how does the Florida senator feel about Star Wars?
I used to hate Darth Vader. Now I kind of feel a little bit sorry for him because I know what he went through to get to that point. And it's probably the most fascinating character in the whole movie because he started out as this individual with a tremendous amount of talent and promise. Then something went wrong. Something really went bad. He went dark and went nasty.
Things have gone well for Marco Rubio of late. He's rising in the polls, and nasty is about the last thing he's been pitching to voters. When asked yesterday by reporters to respond to criticism from rival Donald Trump, Rubio mostly begged off.
Look, I mean, when Donald comes across a poll he doesn't like, he gets weird and he does these sorts of strange things, and that's fine. That's the campaign he wants to run. He's entitled to it. I'm going to continue to talk about the future of America. That's why I ran for president.
When Rubio addressed voters, he offered his own life story, a son of immigrants who became a U.S. senator at 39, as evidence America can remain a land of exceptional opportunity. And Rubio talked up his youth as proof he'd be a president attuned to the challenges of the moment.
And the world has dramatically changed just in the last 5 years. This is the Industrial Revolution happening every 5 years, not every 50 or 100. And so it is important for us to have leaders that understand this, that understand that you can be a conservative, but you've got to apply those principles to the issues of the 21st century, which involves global competition, rapid changes in innovation, and a need to modernize higher education.
Rubio's skill as a communicator was on display during this trip to New Hampshire. He's been here 14 times, which is less than many of his rivals. Rubio drew an overflow crowd last night when he visited Riviera University in Nashua. There, Rubio spelled out conservative stances on education, welfare reform, and religious freedom. Rubio also parried questions on issues his rivals see as weaknesses, like Rubio's past support for comprehensive immigration reform and his spotty Senate attendance record.
While I don't actually hate being in the Senate, I'm frustrated by the Senate. It is a frustrating place because we're not making progress on any major issues. But I realize, it didn't take me long to realize, this country cannot change direction without the right president. And that's why I'm running for president.
And by the time Rubio stopped talking, more than a few in Nashua seemed persuaded that Rubio stands a chance of being president.
I think he's excellent.
I mean, he gets it.
Georgia and Bob Seaman traveled from Keene to see Rubio. They say they've observed all the major GOP candidates in person at least once. They arrived in Nashua unsold on Marco Rubio, but that's not how they left.
Tonight he just clarified that he's got the vision. He's got the kind of vision that you want to have in a president.
I would be comfortable.
Marco Rubio and everyone else vying for the New Hampshire primary has 95 days to make more local voters feel comfortable. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.